Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Slightly offensive. They're going to be with us coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes. I've got huge news on the COVID-19 takeover and their plan for universal ID, social credit score, vaccine passport rolling out in America. We have the documents. That is next segment. I'm going to hit all the big news today. I've already hit about half of it. I usually hit about 10% of it, but today we've already launched through a lot of it. I think we've done a pretty good job with Mark Randazza and, of course, Roger Stone. And then we are going to have Elijah Schaefer and Savannah Hernandez coming up. But here is a quick little important piece. The preconditioning of New World Order horror. It's in the John Bounds section at Bandai Video. Here it is. Sudden criminal takeover. I mean, the quickening is here. Every movie, every show is now coming out with dystopic mass death, planetary extermination, robots killing us under UN command, because they're preconditioning everyone to accept that, and that is the future that's about to unfold. And I mean the video games, the movies, all of it. This is the genetic engineering mad scientist revolution. You see, we fought Hitler in World War II and the Soviet Union in the Cold War, and you know, we got China as this big enemy, but it's really the mad scientist laboratory.
He ran, grabbed a book, and he said, it's like Mao's Red Book. And I was like, man, that's what I was thinking. And it was just really cool to hear him make that connection.
Robots invading the U.S., U.N. slaughtering everybody because of climate change. Climate change is just the excuse for total collapse. Well, the globalists are actually collapsing things.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
The public's not going to wake up and stop this anyways. They don't want to. We're cursed. We kill our babies. We kill our old people.
Planned Parenthood quietly released their latest annual report last week, revealing a new record for abortions in a single year.
Look, whether a person died in a hospital or died in a nursing home, people died. People died. I was in a hospital. I got transferred to a nursing home. And my father died. My father was in a nursing home, got transferred to a hospital. And my father died. But who cares? 33, 28, died in a hospital, died in a nursing home. They died.
I just guessed, prepared, had everything collapsed and destroyed and to die. I mean, I guess that's just really it. I mean, that's the wages of sin. That's Satanism. And so that's who we are. If we don't really respond and really get upset and really recognize the globalists carrying out this controlled collapse of the world, then doom is where we're going. Because this mad scientist evil, this post-humanist evil, has figured out all the angles. And the only way you beat it is recognizing the angles and its full spectrum assault, and then do the exact opposite. You know, the worst thing is reading all these federal documents and how they know by design that they're giving the young people shots now that are going to mess up their hearts, livers, and brains and lungs for life, which is not going to be very long. It's a sacrifice of the youth, and that pleases their God. And also, it's going to weigh down and hurt their families and cause great anguish in their families. Because you're supposed to bury your parents, not bury your children. And the system thinks it's got a plan to manage that and be able to gaslight the public to not make sure that Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Anthony Fauci and the rest of them get sent to supermax prisons for it. And they're using high-tech psychology to control everybody. And so the only way to beat them is to reject everything they say and everything they do and not buy a damn word comes out of their mouth, and to shun them.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, so this is a really, really big story, and it affects every single person, not just in the United States, but across the world. And so I'm going to be hitting this key report for you right now that deals with the plan of how they're going to roll out the contact tracers. How they're going to come claim you've got COVID when you're totally well and disappear you into a FEMA camp where they will then put a ventilator in your lungs, turn it up while you're chained down, and kill you. And again, I don't say these things for shock. People figure this out now. Their actual plan is to murder you and your family and harvest your organs right in front of them, and the average leftist will do it with total enjoyment. I'm going to get into that in just a moment. But let's go ahead and hit the headlines currently of their murder operation against humanity. The Hill, CDC says vaccine linked to heart inflammation is stronger than previously thought. They knew day one in studies 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and 12 years ago in 2012 at UT that it killed almost all the rats that were given a vaccine meant to counter the protein in a COVID virus, in a coronavirus. And now that's your all-powerful Hill telling you the same thing that, oh, my God, there's massive heart attacks, massive blood clots, massive brain damage, massive death, but it's okay because they're liberal. Just die. If Tim Cook was all muscular and camo doing this, he'd be in prison. But he's like, oh, I'm Tim Cook. Oh. Bill Gates has a pink sweater on. Continuing, UK researchers warn government COVID-19 vaccines unsafe for use in humans in a major announcement. Try to share that on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, you're banned because they're in on the murder. They're complicit. They're not just jerks. They're eugenicists. Worse than disease, Dr. Stephanie Cerneff sounds off on COVID jab after shocking jump in vaccine deaths reported at VAERS tracking site. And now they've got a new average. They used to say 10 to 100 times each case doesn't get reported. For every case, there's 10 to 100 don't get reported. They've now got an algorithm number of 42 deaths for every death reported. Corporate recruiter warns energy companies to replace vaccinated employees within 3 years because they're going to be transitioning on to death and illness. First autopsy of COVID-vaccinated patient found spike proteins in every organ of the body. It ate them. BBC journalist chased, confronted by anti-lockdown protesters. All this is on InfoWars.com. You go, oh, what's your journalism? How we know it's true? It's the video. 99% of what we do is just what's already happening, admitted. We just give our view on it. John Stewart hijacks Colbert show, Stephen Colbert, with lab leak, liberal Twitter explodes. And actually, going out to break, I'm going to air that clip for folks. So we had lots of time to get ready for our next guest. Continuing, Fox 26 TV reporter informs network live on air, she's blowing the whistle on them. I've talked to Project Veritas. That's dropping tomorrow. It is huge. And it goes on from there, how they're bankrupting the economy. Biden over at the G7 attacking unvaccinated. It is insane. Now, let's move on to this report that's so huge that in the first hour of the war room today, 3 p.m., they're going to be covering this report in detail. This is the smoking gun. This is the blueprint. This is the plan. This is everything. How are they going to implement the social credit score? Claim it's a medical ID. Claim it's a medical passport. How are they going to do that? Through the health departments. How are they going to do that? Health departments will give you $5,000 fines a day if you don't submit and register who's vaccinated and who isn't, so you can then punish and persecute those that haven't been injected with your Franken system and have them fired or have contact tracers come to harass them at their homes. Natural News did a great job reporting on this, but it gets much worse in their article. California County demands all businesses produce vaccination status records on employees and turn them over to the government. Here's the order of the Health Office of the County of Santa Clara, May 18th. We're just now learning about it because they're implementing it. Here is one of the most populous counties in California with 3+ million people in it. Here is a list of the people, 900,000 in San Jose alone. Here is the self-certification of vaccination status where you opt into their tyranny yourself, all laid out for you. You have your job. Here's Sarah Cody, Epidemic Intelligence Services Officer. It's an intelligence operative of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You think of the CIA as the problem. They're nothing compared to the Medical Corps Intelligence Officers. I told you, they run all of it. The Medical Corps Intelligence Officers are the highest level of everything. Continuing. She runs the whole thing as a beta test for the rest of the country for forced inoculations, contact tracers. Look at that demon woman. Look at that monster turned over to evil. Public health order, frequently asked questions. It goes into all of it. And then it details the $5,000 a day fines, the contact tracers coming to your home, the tracker chips, the ID passport systems on your phones, not being able to have a job unless you've done it, making the co-workers and everyone spy on you, claiming HIPAA does not conform to this, even though they're making you give them your medical records. Absolute bullying criminal activity. Under what circumstances would an employer have to share employees' vaccination information with them under order? All of it with the contact tracers. It's going to be covered coming up, ladies and gentlemen, today at 3 p.m. with the War Room in great detail. You'll want to tune in to that. But here is John Stewart on the program. I didn't speed this up. They sped it up for Twitter. Starts out slow, speeds up. Admitting that it came out of the Wuhan lab, and boy, is he getting attacked. But it just proves how we're tomorrow's news today, because the whistleblowers are coming out and the globalists aren't all powerful. Here's the report. We'll be back with our special guest in the studio.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab? There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan Novel Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask the scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, if you look at the name, Can I, let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili and now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
All right.
John.
Oh, my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel made it with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
That could be.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from Austin, Texas, Elijah Schaefer and the incredible Vixen reporter, Savannah Hernandez. Wow.
If you are receiving this transmission,
wow,
you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I got to say, Elijah Schaefer and Savannah have incredible energy, and I'm right here in the middle of the trifecta. You guys are awesome. I'm so glad you're in Austin. Good to meet you in person, brother.
Good to meet you in person, too, man.
Savannah, good to see you. You are looking amazing as usual.
Thank you for having me back.
Doing a great job. Got great energy.
On. Thank you.
I'm going to shut up now. You guys have the floor.
No, you know, this is the thing. Somebody just made fun of me. They thought it was a burn. They were going, oh, it's the InfoWars guy, because I, of course, have publicly stated many times that you are the one who got me into politics. Do you know how?
How?
Because I didn't know that I was bending towards a anti-government stance on the world, and I was just growing up in L.A. I knew I was a little bit different than everyone around me. And then somebody pointed me to the Obama deception.
Oh, yeah.
And I ended up watching this thing, and I was like, and I was around there, and I had been introduced to child pedophile rings when I was a child. I was a child, and I had experience and had friends who people tried to get in to pedophile rings, and nobody was talking about it. And I was like, who the hell... Like, why is this not news? Like, I had teenagers who were getting solicited to be a part of sex rings with adults in Hollywood and for free club entrances and stuff. And then you were talking about it, and I was like, this is a legit guy.
Well, I've followed your work for a long time. I didn't know that. We got to get you on. There's a whole other interview to cover today. My goodness. Wow.
Yeah, Alex, it's actually pretty crazy working with Elijah because, you know, we talk about a lot of the things and we have bonded over a lot of the things that you woke us up to. And, of course, you've been pivotal to waking up so many people in this space, in politics, myself included. Again, you know, you say that we have great energy, but who do you think we're mirroring?
Yeah.
That's okay?
That's amazing.
That's the biggest smile.
Ah, yeah, I like it.
I know. Can we all scream a little bit?
Sorry, Sean, in the back of the audio guy. Oh, my bad. Everyone's ears are
We're not submitting. You guys came in here, and, like, I was not depressed today, but kind of down and tired. It was like a wave came in. First of all, I was like, whoa. And then Elijah, like, bam. I was
it's
like, what
like
the hell going on?
It's just like Americana in this room right now. I wish you guys could really feel the energy in the room. It's pretty spectacular. What can I say?
But you just told me. You came back to your former town, Austin. It has really gone down. I mean, you were saying it's still a beautiful town, but my God.
100%. I was driving past City Hall because, you know, Owen's been reporting a lot on how there's just tent cities in front of Austin City Hall now. I went down there to go see it. They broke it up yesterday morning, and it got a bit violent. And, I was mostly concerned as to why there was, I would imagine, taxpayer-funded, like, porta-potties and trash cans at City Hall for the homeless there. So this city's out of control. I don't know what the hell's going on up here. It's gross.
It looks like L.A.
It's every road you drive down is scary.
Yeah, I was coming in here, and it took me 15 minutes to get through two signals, and I go, the traffic, the homelessness, and I'm swerving around trash to get to the studio. There's a pop tire and this broken crate in the street. I'm going,
yeah, for folks that don't know, there's like homeless, like a couple hundred yards every direction. We're just surrounded by like meth head, insane homeless.
Yeah, they are warriors of the deep state. They simply,
by the way, 2 years ago, there wasn't one out here.
Not one.
It's like a zombie apocalypse out here.
Alex, when you moved me out here, it was the last legs of Austin being a beautiful city. And because I moved here, and because Mayor Adler, the Democrat mayor, destroyed this city firsthand, and I got to watch it, that is why I feel so passionately about that Democrat leadership.
Let me ask you, what is the... He summoned them here. Well, what is the point?
Well, because the point is they're transients, and they bring down the city. They move the Overton window of what is acceptable in society. So when you start saying you can be a gross, degenerate person, do drugs full time, leech off the government, attack people in the streets, this creates a standard in the city for what is normal. And this allows the evil people to get away.
It's clouded and pivoted and collapses.
Yeah, so it allows the evil people to get away with what they want because they're like, well, at least we're not as gross and disgusting. I'm not talking about homeless people. Homeless people are people who go through hard times and they get out of those times. These are transients. These are full-time drug addict transients.
These are full-time criminal, drug addict, devil worshippers. I agree. Who then become the distraction for the bigger guys doing bigger stuff.
Well, yeah, because then everyone's so worried about their city falling apart and the grossness. If they can't get you on divided on gender, on race, if they can't get you divided on anything else, they'll get you just divided on the fact.
And so while they're stealing land and running scams, you're busy worried because a guy on methamphetamine and fentanyl is waving a machete down the road.
Yeah, in front of a gay flag, though. They raised, I think we saw that clip right there. They have the gay flag on air, and they put it up, and they, like, raise it up, and then there's homeless people around it, and they want you to be happy with their work simply because they have a rainbow flag.
It's like, we're selling fentanyl, and we're having sex in the street and crapping on the street, but there's a gay flag.
Yeah, you know, that always makes it okay, just like Black Lives Matter. As long as you're saying Black Lives Matter, it's okay if you destroy, loot, you know, burn anything down that you want to, as long as it's for BLM, Antifa, or the LGBTQ cult.
Wow, so you've been all over the country, Elijah, Savannah. What do you see happening next?
I'm actually scared for the country. I'm not scared. I'm literally prepared for what's ahead. I've been preparing for this in a nonviolent way, in a peaceful way. I've known that the country was falling apart, and then the accelerationists took it to the next level. And now what I'm finding is, you know, even the FBI recently is talking and is getting afraid of that QAnon people. They're saying going to start getting violent in the streets, mm-hmm. and they're gaslighting the public, saying, and they're saying things that probably are not true, as the FBI likes to say, but they're prepping people for violence. And I get scared for the country when the intelligence agencies are sort of stoking the populace to get violent. And that's what I see a lot coming out of DC. And I'm like, a warning to people, please do not attack each other. Do not get violent towards each other. That's not the answer right now, is to start getting out in the streets and being violent. That's not the answer. And if the intelligence agencies, if people are telling you to do something like that, be warned, because I believe they are gaslighting the public.
Well, that's right. They're trying to create a weird civil war. And
yeah.
It seems like a million years ago, but like a year and a half ago, in the middle of the election, you caught them, Savannah, burning down downtown, the homeless camps, Antifa, which they now do all the time. They try to say, we did it.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
I mean, that was just a perfect example of how manipulative our media is, how they are being used as a propaganda tool to basically, you know, manipulate everyone in society today. It's so difficult to even listen to the news because it's like you have to push back against 10 different layers of manipulation and lies before you actually get the real story of what's going on in our own country. And, you know, like you said, Alex, like time and time again, the media has lied about you. They've lied about us. Nobody's safe. And, you know, Elijah, you always like to talk about how, what, conservatives fail downwards?
Conservatives fail downwards,
yeah.
And liberals fail upwards. The more they fail, the more rewarded they are, because the more they can be controlled. And so when they start seeing that you make mistakes, that you're following their global order, even if your backlash comes from the populace, if you get kicked out of a high school for teaching first graders about masturbation or something like that girl did, they'll find that woman, they'll give her a better position. Sure, she'll get kicked out from the populace because no one wants that disgusting, degenerate sexualization of children happening, but they go, oh, boom, she's somebody who we can use. We can manipulate. Now she'll have a better position. They'll keep her out of the public for 6 months, a year. This is what they do. Jeffrey Toobin, this is how they work with people. They take them out for 6 months, a year. They die things down. They get control of them, and they put them back out with more power.
The Catholic Church, when it was getting taken over, now endorsing abortion officially, they would protect the priest, keep them out 6 months, and put them back in.
I had not heard that.
So they would do, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, and that's just what it is. These are the same people for every generation, for every country, who do not want people to be in control of their own lives. They do not want you to have a family. They do not want you to raise your kids right. They don't want you to serve God. Yeah, they want you to be a victim of the state.
All right, Elijah Schaefer and Savannah Hernandez are in Fuego. We're going to talk to these two great activists on the other side about their amazing adventures and more. We're very blessed to have them. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com, at Elijah Schaefer on YouTube, and I'll tell you about Savannah Hernandez on Gab and YouTube, Odyssey. In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then Vitamin D3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Just had the crew hand me this from mainstream news 10 years ago. ERCOT that took over Texas Energy said we will control your thermostats by remote control. It's now happening today. getting back to you guys, you guys are, as I said, on fire. What is front and center for you, Elijah? What's front and center for you, Savannah?
Elijah, you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I mean, when you're talking about what even matters in the country right now, what matters to me, I was talking to Andy Ngo about this earlier, is that the red states are being targeted by the Democrats in a power move in the fact that Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke, people that are highly unpopular in Texas are being elevated and given platforms by foreign investment and money from California and New York. And I'm watching as the border, as they're shipping in illegals and flying them around on a generational plan to buy, basically get voters, bring illegals into red states. I'm watching them push them into red states while putting money into politicians that are not supported in order to take power of these states.
This is all like, done militarily.
Yeah, I'm seeing a takeover of the red strongholds through a multi-decade plan that they have if their first plan doesn't work by using the illegals that they're shipping in on planes and just letting free in the country. So number one, they're pumping their money into our states.
By the way, he's the guy that said we should pay for men to have abortions.
Is that a man? Oh, that's Julian Castro. Sorry. Julian Castro, I didn't know who that was. I thought that was a transgender.
Kind of looks like it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not. And, you know, so be it. If Julian Castro is a transgender, so be it. But also, he's a very pretty face, very well groomed, a little more than the average man.
Julian Castro is from San Antonio. Nobody likes him over there. Nobody. Nobody likes Mayor Nuremberg either, because, again, another Democrat mayor that is ruining a once beautiful city. We're seeing our entire state right now just come under this complete and total control of these insane liberal leftists. I actually shot a man on the street the other day where I was asking LGBTQ members what they thought of the American flag. And I had people calling me and they were like, were you at a pride parade? And I was like, no, I was just walking the streets of Dallas. Those are just the people walking around.
The streets of Dallas are a pride parade.
The streets of Dallas are literally a pride parade because there's so many degenerate people just walking around with their boobs out with like pasties on it.
Well, that's what my wife went to see her dad in Omaha a few weeks ago. And she said, since I was there a year ago, there's all these really ugly men with big beards in dresses.
Yeah.
And it was just like, what's up with that?
I mean, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were, and this is the interesting thing, is they're pumping into our states, but in the meantime, what I'm concerned about is that there's two empires living in the same country. Meaning the global American empire that has their rainbow flag that they've raised it and they've conquered this country, and you know that they're in power and they're more powerful than Americans, because if you try to give respect to the American flag, you're seen as a bigot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give respect to the gay flag, you're seen as obedient, and you're like, you should, you're expected to, and if you don't, you're
ostracized. Exactly. They've created a fifth column. So where does it go?
Well, this is what it is that people talk about the Civil War. Quite frankly, it already happened. They divided the country strategically and have already set up a new nation. We were colonized and conquered already. You're a minority. You're not. If you love America, if you think you're living in America, you're living in an old country that doesn't exist
anymore. I love what you're saying. You're right. We've already been conquered. We're already inside the New World Order.
Yeah, this is it. Like, people say, oh, what is the Great Reset? You are living in it. What is the New World Order?
Welcome to it. That we even have trending right now that Gavin Newsom is trying to push a vaccine passport. The fact that that's trending and it's a normal thing and nobody's pushing back against it. You know, there's so many different layers and issues that we could be talking about, Alex, whether it's the vaccine, whether it's the LGBT.
But it's everything that's known tyranny is being pushed.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like we're already here. We're at the point. And when are people finally going to get angry enough and wake up and push back? We are seeing countless people being hurt and killed by the vaccine every single day. You can't even talk about it without getting completely obliterated off of social media and silenced, unless you come on places like InfoWars that allow freedom of speech to talk about what's actually going on in this country. So, we are in it now. And, of course, we haven't lost the fighting spirit at all. And that's extremely important. But this is what is happening in our country now.
I mean, I agree with you. And it's like people that buy these Google Assist and things that they admit listen to them. They can't believe when I tell them it's listening to them. I've got ERCOT admitting they're taking control of our thermostats 10 years ago. People can't admit they're even doing it now.
Well, see, Alex, and the crazy thing, too, is like, okay, with the Colonial Pipeline, right? The only people who were talking about the fact that it could have been manually turned on was InfoWars. Everyone else was like, oh, well, it got hacked. Like, you know, it's just, it wasn't a big thing.
Well, that was another point. Sorry, go ahead.
No, continue. But, like, that's the thing. It's like you're the only person talking about this type of stuff.
In Texas, they won't let the gas pipelines run with the gas's own heat. Mm-hmm. They made them retroactively under the UN, and the governor got an award for this, make it where it's electrical power, which makes it where it can be shut down. They're building in failure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's intentional. Like, when I'm reading this from the San Francisco Gate, it's like Gavin Newsom, right, a governor of apparent United States of America, like that you would think, It says, is giving details on his vaccine verification system, letting businesses require to show your vaccine card to prove that you do not need to wear a mask. I mean, you know, you think you live in America. You think this is the United States, but it's not, because the United States was founded and fought to be a free country. We were independent of the government. There were arguments from the very beginning of not even having a strong central government. And now the government's saying, in order for you to enter into a business, you're going to have to prove you got a jab that we gave
But illegal aliens can cross the border.
Yeah, but if the Mark of the Beast came out today, I am convinced that 67 to 77% of the population would get it right now. Just 10 years ago, Alex, people would say the mark of the beast, a government mandated, you know, something that would be required for goods and service to barter, to trade, to get into to restaurants. This is America. That couldn't happen. Today, yeah. They're like, well, the mark of the beast is a crazy idea. If you talk about that, you're a crazy religious nut. However, you get this double jab that hasn't been proven over decades of what it even does to you to get into my restaurant, but you're crazy.
Yeah.
No, I agree. It's totally insane. So what would you call this time? This is not after COVID. This is after Mark of the Beast. This is Revelation. I mean, because it's, I mean, I've got articles right here where you just mentioned Newsom. We got the documents all right here where they're admitting the takeover plan with Newsom, where they're going to send contact tracers to your house. It's run by the health department. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I mean, think about it, too, Alex. We're already seeing the persecution of Christians in Canada. Basically,
Canada is like China.
Exactly. And it's just like, how did we get to this period? How did we as Americans come to accept that, again, our next-door neighbor, Canada, Christians are being persecuted right now. They're being arrested for wanting to go and preach in their own churches, for wanting to go and pray. They're being put in jail for that. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, again, I'm more hopeful, and I think that with Joe Biden's presidency and everything that's going on, people are going to get more awakened and emboldened, because they are going to see blatantly what is happening, because the corrupt elites aren't even hiding it from us anymore because they don't have to. Mm-hmm. So people are going to wake up, and they're going to get enraged about it. So I do have hope in that aspect.
Oh, I mean, I agree. As bad as this is, what is the pushback going to be? Because we're right at the epicenter of the pushback. What should it be?
Well, this is where we begin to walk on very thin ice here. Because I think that if I want to say the most American thing would be, number one, start with the change in yourself. I think turn back to God, start a family, begin to get healthier, exercise, bring your family. They cannot conquer your family. They're going to try to do so. When I get messages from people on Twitter saying, to me specifically, Alex, this trips me out. When I got my first DM from someone who said, hey, I'm meeting with an underground church tonight. We're holding a Bible study in spite of the government shutting us down. Please pray we don't get arrested. And then I look, where's the location of this person? Ontario, Canada. And I'm going, when in a free Western nation, this is where we're at. People can only be backed into a corner too long.
Exactly. You wake up and you're inside it. I mean, they really did it. This is, they've already taken us so far.
Exactly. Yeah. Alex, and again, I think for me, seeing the vaccine rollout and everything that has happened with this, and the fact that we have people willingly getting this experimental non-FDA approved vaccine that is, you know, having or giving people heart issues. People are getting blood clotting. They're having
people are dying. No right? One talks about people are dying. If we use
it's
the same stats, if we use the same stats and the same recording methods to record how people died from COVID or with COVID and related that to the vaccine, my God, the deaths would be so much
and
higher.
And notice, even the CDC scientists, this is the Hill, admit CDC says vaccine linked to heart inflammation stronger than previously thought. Even their own scientists knew the truth, but it just goes forward.
Well, they've always known. And that's the thing, is because this has never been about the truth. This is what a fallen empire looks like. Nobody knows who's in control anymore. The government does not represent the people.
Wow. I was talking to one of my... Let's talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Eliza Schaefer and Savannah Hernandez are with us. They are really kicking butt. You guys are all over the place. I see your work constantly. It's just so amazing. What's the best way for this great audience to follow your work?
Of course, Slightly Offensive with Elijah Schaefer. We have our show 2 times a week, and I get to pop in as well. That's out on Wednesdays
and Fridays. You don't even know when your own where your own show is.
Because Elijah Schaefer is impossible to get on the schedule.
Type in Slightly Offensive on YouTube. As well as you can follow us on anywhere social media, except for the fact that you're not on Twitter anymore.
No, I got deleted on Twitter, but
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, because you'd have like 15 million views every week.
I know. Trump retweeted me, and then I got nuked off the face of the earth. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm so now funny. Working with the Blaze. I'm getting retweeted by Trump. It looks like nothing bad is going to happen. They were like, sorry.
We're nuke you from orbit.
Yeah, sorry. We're about to deplatform the sitting president, so let's get out his supporters here.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what happened.
So you guys made a point, because I was talking to one of my crew here, who's a smart guy today. It was like, I was already telling Pat Riley, who's my friend, there's no leadership. The left's all out of control. They just want war with us, even though we're running the country and helping produce. Mm-hmm. They're idiots. They have some existential deal. And I'm talking to this other guy. He's like, yeah, there's no leadership. And you were hitting on that before the break, because that's really what it is. It's like a runaway train.
Yeah, there's no leadership. And this is why it's confusing to tell people what to do, and why to people that are feeling anger, just hold up for a second before you lash out and you let that overtake you. Because right now, a lot of people are essentially, if you go out and you do something stupid, you're like somebody in World War One running out of the trench and getting shot by machine gun fire. Sure, it might be brave, but why would you sacrifice your life for doing something that is dumb? Be calculated and be smart in this world. And so right now people are like, well, what do we need to do? We need to get Biden out of office. Really? Is Biden in office? That's the question.
So that's like, why they're so smart. He's a total corpse.
But that's the point. Is like, now the leaders, we cannot win this, like we were talking about earlier. The Mujahideen could not be defeated by Russia. We could not defeat the Iraq war or the Afghanistan war, because we're not fighting leaders. We're not fighting a nation state. We're fighting people in caves.
We're fighting a committed ideology.
Right. And so right now, this is an ideological war. Boom. You hit it on right on the head. We're not fighting people. We're fighting an ideology. So taking people out, they'll be replaced. And in fact, it used to be you could put a president in place. You remove the president, you've totally taken out a movement. Now, the president doesn't even represent the movement. He's just a shell. Him and Kamala aren't even real.
Now your president gets deleted off of Twitter and doesn't even have access to speak to his own people.
Is he a hologram? Did we ever find out if Joe Biden's a hologram?
Yeah, he's actually a reanimated corpse. So what do we do to not contribute to discord and war and to contribute to peace and awakening? How do we counter that?
Honestly, Alex, this is going to be weird, but I feel like taking care of your body and your spirit is the best way to do that. And like, you know, you talk about supplements, you talk about a lot of the products that you sell, but that is the key to winning this war and fighting back, is taking care of your spirit, taking care of your health.
I agree. Beyond supplements and all that, it's just going out, having fun, not letting them get you down.
Clown pill.
More than ever, I agree. You've got to have fun.
Stay happy. We talk about, have you heard of the clown pill? Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so after you've taken the black pill, which for your audience probably knows what that means, that you've given up hope.
Explain the red pill, the blue pill.
Okay, so you start with the red pill or the blue pill, which is either you take the red pill and you want to wake up and see the truth. You know, the New World Order is real, the deep state is real, that America has been taken over. Then after a while, you start waking other people up and you start being like, yeah, I finally know the truth. You research and you know what's going on. Then all of a sudden you research enough that it makes you lose heart. So you take the black pill, which is you go, oh my gosh, like we've lost our country. Well, how then do you enjoy life? People are committing suicide over this. People are doing dumb things. Or even we saw, you know, with rioting. And how do you stay sane? You take a clown pill where you learn to just enjoy yourself, your family, and laugh at some of this stuff, because these people are so freaking outrageous. They're dyeing their hair unnatural colors. They're doing unnatural things with their body. They're overweight. They don't care about life. They're getting experimental jabs. And they call good-looking, God-fearing, family-focused people the conspiracy theorists. I'll be damned. That's crazy.
I agree. And then once you've taken the red pill, the black pill, the clown pill, then you got to take the infinity pill.
The infinity pill?
Oh, shoot.
Pill?
What is that?
There's another pill?
I'm high on these. I have too many pills.
No, you know what, Alex?
No, it's just it's God and turning it over to God. I would call it the God pill.
Because
I did the clown pill, but now I'm only on the God pill.
Now, I feel like there's the clown pill, then there's the Alex Jones pill, and then there's like the God pill, infinity pill, you know?
We're all like trying to get to the God pill. I'm just saying.
It's the only, you know what? That's why I was reading my Bible this morning, and I'm telling you, some of the men, I said.
Well, that image of folks in that boat's perfect, because that's where we all are. We're in a crisis right now.
No, we are, but I'm saying, like, this is what's crazy, is I, you know, I'm a God-fearing man, but I'm a man, and I make mistakes, and I'm honest that I do, and I don't get it all right. But it's crazy that the only thing I can read today, the only time that I can find truth, is when I read the Bible. And I look at it, and I go, this is the only thing that reigns true.
It's like the North Star.
Right, but I read today in John 1, it said that God is the truth, and I looked up what the truth meant in Greek there, and it means that there is no deception in him. And that's what we need in the world. Everything's deceptive and counterintuitive, but God is the truth, and there's no deception.
It all makes sense. It's all good.
Yeah, God is good, but I'm saying that to people. Why should you fear God? Because God is the only thing that cannot deceive
you. Well, I've noticed the closer I get to God, because I was corrupted by sin and my flesh, it's true that the closer I get to God, the more I can't even tell a lie. The more everything gets clearer. And it's so good to become, not that I'm Christ-like, become closer to Christ, is that it all becomes just true, it all works, it's all good.
Conviction.
Exactly.
It's about conviction.
And you have the energy to keep fighting back and keep pushing forward and keep waking people up and keep helping humanity grow. Because like you said, Alex, this is really not just a political issue. It's an attack on humanity and on our spirit. And we need people like Alex Jones and Elijah Schaefer to keep that energy up and
you.
Keep waking people up.
And Savannah Hernandez.
And me, of course.
Yeah,
Savannah
Hernandez.
Thank you.
You know, people, Alex, I hate, this is what I hate about being an ugly guy and just being a, like a gross pig or whatever, because she's on the show, like maybe a couple minutes for every episode.
Like a good 5 minutes.
Every single comment is like, wow, I watch this for Savannah. I spend years building up a brand, a show, trying to speak the truth, bring Savannah on, suddenly everyone likes her better.
She's the goddess that God gave us for protecting.
Yeah. Everybody, she's a very lovely girl, and it's like, I'm very happy to see this too with women, is like, we were talking about this as well, is that we need to get back into our understanding of what God designed us to be, our God-given identity. An atheist roasted me online, was like, oh, you're a creationist? And I'm like, imagine roasting someone for believing in God and getting eternal salvation through Christ, and you're knowingly going to hell.
Well, sorry, but here's the thing, if they had something that built incredible systems and beautiful music and power and civilization and prosperity, I'd say, okay, maybe your God's real. Their God creates death and failure. God creates success.
Exactly, Alex, exactly. I was talking to Elijah about going and doing a man on the street and going to a pro-abortion rally and just asking them what their viewpoint on Satan is. Because even without that question, they're already hailing Satan. They're out there. And like you said, they're ugly, they're decrepit, they're angry, they're fat, their hair is falling out. Why is that? Because they're evil and they're following.
They're going against God.
They're following the path that is wide and open and full of sin. And you can see it very, very clearly in their attitudes and in their political views.
It happened to the Jews all the time. If you look at the Hebrews in the Bible and you go through the Old Testament and you look at the way their civilization, when they turned away from God.
When they turned to God, they went into bondage.
Yep, and the walls would fall. And it's not like they turned away from God and then God was like zapped them into desolation. It's that as they stop fearing God, you see what happens to a culture. It decays.
Oh, they'd have 100 years until they,
Yeah, the only answer to a successful culture outside of God is authoritarianism. And that's why people say, what about China? They don't have God, which they do, by the way. I believe might even be more Christians in China than there are people in the country.
Either you follow God voluntarily or you get a tyrannical.
Yes, that's the point, is that the only way to keep a society together is through tyranny if God is not at the center. And as we've abandoned God, we've traded a free life fearing God and being in control
of our own life. We've traded a loving, all-powerful ruler for an evil ruler.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you're going to get.
Exactly. And that's why we're seeing just all of this insanity. This is essentially like our 40 years in the desert. We've turned away from God, and we see that every single day in our society with the fact that children are twerking in New York Square.
Disgusting.
With the drag queen story hour, with the cartoons that are targeted towards our kids, with the vaccine movement, with the racism, the BLM, Antifa, take anything. It's because we've turned away from God, and this is us wandering through the desert without Christ to guide us, and our society is completely destroyed.
I agree. So you guys are here with quite the rock star. You guys are amazing. But you've got, I know he's not here right now, but he's in Austin. That's exciting. You kind of let that slip.
Oh, yes. Well, we were just talking a little bit. We're just meeting with some journalists in my life, meeting with some reporters. You know, I report a lot. So I was meeting with some people here in Texas just for like a nice dinner to talk to. And reporters are all over the country. We are everywhere at any point in the given day. And I have to be completely honest, like, these are my friends. These are people, like, whether it's Laura Morgan,
amazing to have all these great
or different people. These are all good friends of mine. Savannah, like Drew Hernandez, Richie McGinnis, all of these people that are fighting back that realize that our reporters going, now you have to, in order to report the truth, you have to appear to be a villain. Because it's gone past calling people conspiracy theorists. Anybody who reports the truth, I tell you this, if you're not receiving pushback, a good journalist told me this recently. She said, if you're not being discredited, then you're not promoting, producing, or reporting on anything that actually threatens the elite and those that are in charge. Because if you actually are threatening them, then they will try to discredit you. And if you're not being discredited, it doesn't matter. She told me, I have received Emmys and everything, and I worked my butt off. But it wasn't until I started talking about the truth and getting it where it hurt them that they started discrediting me and my reputation. And that's what they do, is if they're attacking your reputation, then the stories you're covering are actually hurting theirs.
Elijah Schaefer, Savannah Hernandez, 5 more minutes, and then Paul Joseph Watson comes up. Stay with us into hour number 4.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.